recording button.
Good afternoon, Audio Boo.
I'm exhausted.
Wait a minute. Let me come over here.
Are you okay?
Yep, I'm all right. I can't even begin to say how exhausted we are.
Yes. So, the Gator Party was a success. We left because it's really not pleasant to see Mr. and Mrs. Gator getting drunk.
No.
It was more than I could take.
Right.
And they didn't have chairs out there, so I had to stand. And so
yeah, it was too much for both of us.
That was not good.
And though the Mr. Gator's present to the kids, apparently he started digging a deep tunnel a number of months ago. And told everybody it was going to be his new man cave. Well, he was lying. It was, he dug out a great big cavern, or whatever you would call it. And he made a great big, probably 80 or 90 foot across, artificial swamp for the kids to play in.
And so now we're going to have dirty gator feet prints in our carpeting.
Probably. We'll make them wipe their feet off on the mat.
I have to put a little gator mat outside.
Yeah, really. But they spent about, I don't know, 4 hours down there after they had opened whatever other presents they had. And after Nance had told them what she was going to get for them, which is going to be over the next week or so, right?
Yeah, because, you know, it takes a while to tattoo 16 baby gators.
Right, so
especially if they're wiggly.
So I'm sure they're all downloading music or apps or whatever to their Macs and with their iTunes gift cards, and, you know, where they can go swimming whenever they want. And you know, so it's, you know, it's hot and sweaty in there. It's hot and humid, and there's, you know, kind of
plants
and trees and mud and
bugs. Bugs.
I don't think there's bugs. They're at least not right now. There probably will be shortly, but it's, you know, it's all safe and. But it was, you know.
So I don't know how to pin the tail on the Tar Heel game went.
No, we'll have to ask Ophelia, you know, tomorrow when she comes wandering up here after, you know, they're probably all asleep by now.
Well, that's what Mr. and Mrs. Gator are probably hoping.
I'm thinking, so.
Because they're going to have hangovers tomorrow.
Right. They're all asleep and they're hanging out and I don't know. But it was pretty funny to see 16 gators all gathered around a table eating turtle pie. And
there was actually more than one turtle pie.
Yeah.
He had several.
Yeah. But it, and let me just say, it's not pretty.
Yeah. All the crunching.
Okay. It's just not pretty at all. It's okay. A little disturbing.
So for those of you who don't know, the gators are not real.
Right. But yeah, Ophelia. Or no, Olivia. So anyway, but I told her they weren't real. I clued her in.
Well, I just want to make sure people know that, like, we're aware that they're not real.
But creating the backstory is just silliness,
kind of,
and it's fun,
and fun.
We're being silly, and so. But it was a year ago when we decided that they were all going to hatch, so.
Yeah. Because first there was just Mr. Gator.
And we have a moment of silence for Lunch, who I don't know when Lunch really died.
Oh, God, they were only, like, a week or so old.
Yeah, probably next week.
It was, sometime. Like, their first outing anywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, so today, this afternoon, we watched the two championship Little League World Series games. The first one was Panama versus Japan, which Japan won.
And it was an okay game.
It was an all right game. And then we had Tennessee versus California. And this game was phenomenal. It went about 3 hours. It went one extra inning. And here's why. We'll go to our color commentator, Wolfie.
So, Tennessee goes up ahead And it's like 5-1. And then California got, I think, a couple more runs.
Well, no, it was 8-2 after that. They got another run, and then Tennessee went up to 8, right?
I think something like that.
Sounds right.
And then it was 8-5.
Right.
And then Tennessee got up in, like, the sixth inning.
Yeah, the sixth inning.
And they score a bunch of runs. So it's suddenly 15-5. And Little League does have a 10-run rule, but you have to give the team its ups in the last half of the inning. So it's 15-5 in the last of the sixth inning, which is the last inning in Little League play.
Right.
And they come, and so Kelly comes up, and they get a couple hits, and I'm like, oh, they scored a run. 15-6. Oh, no, there goes two more. 15-8. Suddenly, it was tied at 15. Now, for the Tennessee team, they had one kid who hit three-run home runs. Amazing.
9 RBIs in one game.
Amazing. I mean, like, wow.
Every time. And it was all on...
Yeah, he would have two strikes every time.
Two strikes on him every time, right.
It was crazy. And then...
It's like, whack!
So it's 15-5. I mean, 15-15.
And they go to the seventh inning. Right.
And Tennessee proceeded to score 9 more runs. So it's 24-15. And so then it's the bottom of the seventh. And Kelly comes up. They score a run.
Yeah.
The coach is just like, do it just like you did last inning. You know, what else are you going to say? But it ended up being 24-16. 40 runs. I've forgotten how many hits they said there were. I think more than 40.
40 runs on 46 or 43. I don't know. Something like that. But there was... It was amazing.
Like 7 home runs in the game. Something like that.
Yep.
It was great.
And it wasn't even like, okay, like, end it. It was like, this is just incredible.
Because
these are
playing.
Like 11, 12, and 13-year-old kids. Yeah. And they weren't just having a ball. And, it was just amazing. So if you have time tomorrow on ABC, check your local listings, 3:00 Eastern, the championship game between Japan and Tennessee. And Japan has really, really good pitching, but Tennessee is going to come out swinging. And so it is going to be an amazing game.
It's going to be really good. And, you know, I can't help being USA-centric and root for us.
Right.
In some ways, because the Japanese team is so very... mechanical in some ways, like, but that the kids did seem to be having more fun today,
right?
So you know, because I'll root for us, you know.
But the crowd, this is in South Williamsport,
PA,
right? 24,000 people were watching this game. It was just amazing.
That's so cool.
And it was fabulous.
It really was enjoyable.
And you know, if you happen to be a a blind listener, it's okay to watch the television broadcast because the umpires are mic'd, and we talked about this before, and the play-by-play announcers are actually very, very good about telling you what's going on. And so you don't feel left out. So yeah, it's very, very good, and watch it. If you like baseball, check it out, because it was just lots and lots of fun.
Yeah, it's been really good.
So... And that's our day. I don't know what we're going to do the rest of the night.
Maybe watch the Hunger Games.
Perhaps. Though, I know what I'm going to be doing here shortly.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah. So, that's our the Gator birthday party.
Which is baseball.
And baseball. So, everybody have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Probably Ophelia will be dropping by tomorrow. I'm sure we'll have a chat with her about the party and stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Bye-bye.